Season 1, Episode 1. Can reading fiction build empathy? Howdy, folks. We are the GPDs.
Gabby.
Hey, Ann.
And Destry. Today, we're going to be discussing if reading fiction builds empathy. Spoiler alert, most short stories do build empathy. Gabby, what is A Day's Way about and how does it help build empathy?
A Day's Way is about a 9-year-old boy named Shaz thinking he might die because he doesn't know the differences between Fahrenheit and Celsius. This story builds empathy by Shaz thinking he might perish because he has high fevers, and we all felt before when we were sick thinking we might die a horrible, horrible death.
Peyton, how does All Summer in a Day help build empathy?
All Summer in a Day helps build empathy because a group of kids that live on Venus only get 2 hours to enjoy the sun that comes out every 7 years. But when Margot, who is a very shy girl, says that it will before it actually happens, they lock her in a closet. And then when the sun does come out, they get to enjoy the sun while she's in the closet. And then when the sun's gone, they finally let her out.
Okay.
Destry, how does the lottery help build empathy, and what is it about?
The lottery is about this family, and Tessie is the wife in the family, and she ends up winning the lottery, but it's not what it seems like. It's actually getting stoned to death instead of getting money. So she get stoned to death, and I believe the story builds empathy because she didn't deserve to die or like perish a horrible death. Like, she didn't do anything wrong, plus they didn't have a reason to kill her. So I mean, like, you kind of have to feel bad for her, you know.
These three stories build empathy because they make you feel bad for the three main characters in each story.
We recommend All Summer in a Day and The Lottery because some people can relate to All Summer in a Day. The Lottery creates suspense and drama. They're both very good short stories, in our opinion.